your net. Your net controller tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel. My location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Sears Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Send to our announcements for the net, call KJ4WZM. So, in just a second, we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins with them tonight. So, net would like to recognize AA6AD. That's Anthony from Montclair, California. KO4EYV. That's David over there in Whitmire, South Carolina. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KO4NNH, that is Fred in Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. K4OIM, Walt in Emmon. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. And KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Check-ins tonight, 16 of them. I would be either number 1 or number 17, depending on how you look at it. So we'll begin our regular count tonight with 18. I have just checked Echolink stations. I don't see any Echolink stations on there right now, but I'll go ahead and make a call anyways, just in case somebody's got a radio and a phone nearby and they want to check in on Echolink. I'll go ahead and holler for Echolink stations anyways. Stations, Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. Seen or heard at this time? Oh, I got one now. Just popped up. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. See, my, let's see here. I do have another one. All right. We'll give one more shout out. I've got one that just showed up. I've got Steve on Echolink. Steve, would you like to check in tonight on Echolink? Call KJ4WZM.
Net Control. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Steve and Emin, I'll be negative, listening in. Hope everybody has a little cooler evening this evening.
W4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Recognize KN4BWA. That is Steven Inman, and W4WOZ. That is Rod from the land of Waz, over there near Lake Conesty. All right. We'll go ahead with the regular portion of the net. So, to the director net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLA. name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Go DCM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO 4, WWZ, Chan and Easley. And I'll be short time tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Daniel. And good evening to all on net.
W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KK4DMW, Rick and Piedmont, he brings along with him his wife and daughter. KK4ONO, that's Lorena. And KM4MLQ, Michelle. They're over there in Piedmont tonight. Next, I've got KM4BLH, that is Kurt and Greenville. And KO4WWZ, Chan and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Yes, that's Patrick and Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. Thanks.
That is KF4HKX. That is Patrick and Penrose and KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Sorry I missed you last night, Harry. I was still at work until like 9:30 or 9:45 last night. Somewhere around there, I finally got off and went home. So, had a late night last night. Sorry I missed you. And I'd also like to thank W4DJW for picking up the net for me last night since I wasn't able to. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. CS through Lima next, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain. Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 each for each one of you.
ZM. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Daniel. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Markets in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, no traffic, no comment, thanks for holding the net.
WZM, India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Andy Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Four with Zulu Mike. Oh, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima with the Echo. Larry and Piedmont, negative and negative.
Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo. No traffic, no comment. 73.
I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. W4IOE. That's Sid over there in Fletcher. KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along with him Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. KO4JKV. That's Duncan over in Asheville. KI4LZI. Andy from Table Rock. K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont, and K3JTV, that is Jim in Buffalo. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, call KJ4WZM. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel, but I would like to make a short informal with W4WOZ at your convenience.
4, never give up. Phil, Boiling Springs, Mobile, negative and negative.
That is KO4NUE. That is Chad in Campobello. He brings along with him is Anna. KO4RYP. Also in Campobello tonight. And W4NGU, that is Phil in Boiling Springs. KO4NUE, Chad, if you'd like to go ahead and call your station.
Or W4WOZ, I believe that's right. This is KO4NUE.
You're correct, W4WOZ.
I got a couple questions for you. I was wondering if you'd hang around maybe after the net just for a little bit. I got a couple questions about your quad, if you got a few minutes.
We'll hang out for a little bit. However, you know, one of my questions is we need to open our spigots, but I'll hang out, W4WOZ.
Good. Daniel, KO4NUE, back to net. Thank you, Ron.
I'm glad y'all were able to catch up with each other. Okay, this is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net looking for any more check-ins. Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KO4WTQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, in Greer, South Carolina.
KO4WTQ, Greg in Greer, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. Hey Greg, I haven't heard you on the radio before. Are you a new check-in? To have you in the hobby too. It would appear that you're relatively new, seeing a call late in the KO4s. So I'd just like to let you know this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. 365 days a year, and we would be definitely excited and overjoyed to have you continue checking in with us. I appreciate you checking in, and if you've got any questions about the net or the club or any of the hams around here, we'd all be glad to fill you in. We appreciate you checking in with us, and hope you really enjoy the hobby. It's a great one, and this is a great group of folks on here. Just about anybody on here is full of answers, probably more answers than questions. But if you've got any questions, definitely feel free to jump in at any time and ask us. Great to have you on. Welcome.
Thank you. I do have a question. Is this the Greenville hamhead?
For the Greenville area, this repeater is located in Greenville County. It's located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, just outside Cleveland, South Carolina, just south of the North Carolina border. This serves mainly the upstate area, but also reaches into northeastern Georgia, as well as much of southwestern North Carolina.
I'm really new at this, so thank you. This is KO4WTQ, negative and negative.
Great to have you with us, Greg. Look forward to hearing you on here again. Appreciate you checking in. This is KJ4WZM, looking for any more check-ins. Mike through Papa, M through P. One last call for M through P, and then we'll go ahead and move up the list. Tango next, Q3T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert, down here in Joanna, 29351. I'll hang around and listen, but otherwise I'll be negative and negative. 73s, everybody.
Check in, Kilo, Juliet 4, Tango, India, Quebec, KJ4, TIQ, pedal above easily, I'll be negative and negative.
Pete, RON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
WZM. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor.
And for QNV, this is Brian in Greer, and I'll be in and out. Thank you.
4WZM. Again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hi, it's KD4SRR. That is Robert from the absolutely thriving metropolis of Joanna. Then I've got KJ4TIQ. That is Philip and Easley. Philip, glad to hear you back on the radio. I have not heard you on here in a very long time. Thanks for checking in with me. Next up, I've got WD8ROM. That is Ed from Brevard. N4QNV, Brian and Greer, and KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. We'll go ahead and move up to the patient group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Bravo 4, Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, negative and negative.
Bravo 4, X-ray, Bravo, SK4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
WGN, check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, name's Jim in Greenville. Negative and negative.
For WGN. W4CNA. John in Asheville, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Nice. K4XB. Tommy from Southern Greenville County. K4YHY. Jim from Greenville. And W4CNA. John in Asheville. We'll go ahead at this point and open it up to the big group, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening, Daniel, to yourself. All the net, no traffic, no queue. And I'm via Echo Link.
Nice. KA4PQA. That is Steven in Greenwood. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
Now, Kilo Mike 4, Echo, Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville.
Recognize. KM4EFT. That is Shannon in Hendersonville. I'm going to go ahead and make one last call for any additional check-ins or comments. I don't have anyone marked down for RAG 2 tonight. Call KJ4WZM.
This is KD4SRR. Change me to a comment and question, if you would, please.
Alrighty. So with that, I'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of the net. This is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We'll go ahead and begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And KD4SRR, Robert, it's all yours. Take it away.
Thank you, net control. I have a question to the group, if anyone would like to comment. or answer the question. I'm going to come into a little bit of money, not a lot, but some discretional walking around cash, and I'm going to buy an HF radio. I need to ask somebody if they've had experience with the Yazoo 891, and would they pick that new over a legacy ICOM, Kenwood, Tempo, what have you. Reason I ask, I don't have a whole lot of money. I'm not going to spend $1,200. And I'm not really into digital, as I'm sure some of you already have realized, right now. So, new Yazoo 891, pros and cons, or better to buy something maybe a little older and less menus. And I'd like to hear what everyone has to say now.
No problem, jumping KJ4WVM.
No problem with my antenna cable here, so if anyone said anything, I may have lost it. If they would, please repeat it to KD4SRI. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
He's in, Daniel.
Not going to give you any advice because I have three radios. They're all different. And if you're a Chevrolet person, you're not going to like a Ford. And if you're a Ford person, you're not going to like a Chevrolet. And you won't know till you try them out. But what I did want to do is invite you up on next Saturday, the 23rd, to the West Cars Ham Fest. And you can look around and see what's what. I know there's going to be some newer radios a little bit out of your price range for sale, but there's always somebody got something, and you can talk face-to-face and, you know, actually see it, look at it, and touch it. So with that, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. It's KC4EZN.
KD4SRI, I'll go ahead and put in my 2 cents on that 891. It's a pretty decent radio. I do not own one. I do not know a whole lot about them. I have a radio that is somewhat similar in some aspects to that one. And I would say that you don't want to go any smaller than that thing. That one there is basically a mobile rig, which I'm sure you're well aware of that. It's a small radio, and with HF, what I found with the HF radios that I've used is it's easier to use a larger radio than the smaller one. That way you don't have to go through the condensed menus with a whole bunch of button combinations to press to scroll through everything. From that aspect, I also get the financial strain idea with that too, because I don't have a lot of discretionary funds, so I feel your pain on that. My dream at HF rig, as far as a modern one would go, is like a TS-2000, because a lot of that stuff is just a button press away. It's pretty easy to flip through a bunch of stuff, press this button, press that button, done. And I like that. You don't have to scroll through as many menus. I'm out of my 2 cents on that. I don't have a lot of HF experience. I wish that I did, but I don't. So we'll go ahead and turn it back to you, and thanks, Harry, for jumping in there.
Good advice, and with a 2-meter 2980R, you've got one band, and it's really a super simple radio, the one I'm talking to, with good high power. Not saying that there's not better, and obviously it doesn't have dual band, which sometimes, I have to switch over to the QYT for that, or the handheld for local, and the reception is not that great on either one of them compared to the Yazoo. However, I don't want to get anything that's, what they call road hard, put away wet. One of them, but I wouldn't mind a bigger radio, and I wouldn't even mind a tube rig maybe nothing as old as a Yazoo FT-101, was it? But, you know, whatever would be just a good radio. Portability is not a necessity. It just seems to be the lowest price, full power unit out there. And that's the reason I was asking about it. If anybody had had any frustration with it or had to use the 3-year warranty that Yazoo gives you, and if so, how good they are at their warranty and stuff like that. But yeah, legacy rig's fine. And thanks for the West Cars invite there. I don't know if I can make it up that week. I don't know if I'll have the cash in hand at that time. But anywho, I appreciate it. If anybody else wants to throw something in, please do. This is KD4SRR.
I have used a radio before that I thought was really neat. It was some sort of I believe, and I hope I'm not mistaken here, and somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was some sort of a hybrid between partially tubes and partially transistors. But I have used a Kenwood TS-520 before, and I absolutely loved the thing. That was one of the best receiving radios I've ever used, and that thing was a joy to operate. Super, super duper missed that radio, but it's my brother's radio. It's not mine. But that thing is definitely a pleasure to operate. If I could ever get my hands on one, I'd love to have one. KJ4WZM.
Pictures of that rig, and yeah, it looks like it would be a nice one if you could find one that's been, of course, well taken care of and not modified beyond regular specifications.
KI4LZ.
It's all yours.
I can't remember his call right off him, but Duncan in Asheville, about some months ago, or maybe 6 months ago, he talked about buying one of those 891s. So, if he went ahead and bought one, he needs to talk with Duncan in Asheville up there about it, because at one time, a while back, he had talked about getting one of those 891s. KI4LZI, back in that control.
I did not know that. Duncan, KR4JKV, if you're still around here, call KJ4WZM.
About buying one, but apparently, as we see, he ain't there now, so y'all carry on. I'll go back to monitoring, KI4LZI.
So, and, gosh, I can never remember, Andy, up there in Asheville area. Maybe he likes it so much he doesn't abandon us. You figure he might be just talking HF all over the world and just forgot the Blue Ridge debt, which I guess, you know, stuff like that happens.
ADM. Is KI4LZI, and he's from Table Rock in northern Pickens County. And I have contacted Duncan in Asheville. I'm trying to see if I can get him on the radio real quick. I don't know if he's still around or not, but we'll see here in a couple minutes.
And one other thing, there's a fellow named John down in West Columbia, Casey, South Carolina, and I talked to him today, and he's trying to get into all the digital stuff. But in the meantime, a tree fell down, took out his 20, 40, and 80-meter antennas. So all he's got is 2-meter. And he said, well, I don't think I can get to 610. And I said, yeah, you can. Put Echolink on your cell phone and look up the node and what have you on their website. And there was silence for a little bit, and he said, that's all I got to do? I said, that's all you got to do. And he sounded a little disappointed in a way, because he thought, well, gosh, That is all I had to do. But I haven't heard him yet, but he said he'll check in. You'll know who he is. He's on Fleet Talk a lot during the day. Very nice fellow. So if anybody's monitoring Fleet Talk, you can also catch him down there. I think his last three letters are T-O-T, but I'm not quite sure.
And I reached out to Duncan and he got back to me. He said he's off the radio for the night, but he said that he did buy that 891 and that he absolutely loves it. So there you have it. One guy who's got that radio basically says he can't go wrong with it. So if you don't find anything up there at the West Cars Ham Fest, then you might still go ahead and consider that radio. It's a pretty decent one.
Charo had a deal on it, and so did Gigaparts. They had it down about $629. I saw somebody had for $599.99 on an open box, which, you know, if it's everything's there, I guess it'd be all right. Over.
That radio. And those are a pretty fair price for it, too. That's not bad.
Some folks don't like Yazoo as much on HF, and I don't know why, because, well, I don't know why. But, you know, they seem to like the ICOMs, 705s better, and, you know, you mentioned one of the ones in the Kenwoods. So I'll still keep checking. Like I said, I could go legacy. I don't have to even have 160 meters on it. I can just have a 10 through 80 and or a 6 through 80. And I'd be, you know, happy as all get out. Just don't need the extra dual band on it. You know, don't need that. And right now, don't need the RJ 45 slot or what have you for the digital.
Sounds good. And I have used a, I don't remember which radio it was, but I used a full-size Yaesu HF radio before that handled, it handled 160 through 10 meters, and I don't remember what radio it was. But that also belongs to my brother. He has a bunch of HF radios, three or four of them at least. But that one was pretty easy to operate. That one is probably, that and the Kenwood 520, those are the two radios that I know how to operate very well on HF and can get them to do anything that I need them to do. I'm still learning the HF rig that I've got. I've got a lot left to learn with that thing. Trying to think, I was going to say something and I have forgot what it was. I lost my train of thought.
Better as you get older. But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, the only thing I don't really have a need and don't want to invest anything into is a little tiny QRP radio. That just, you know, for the amount of money, or an SDR radio, I'm just not really into that. So, you know, 100 watt or better, I forget who was the one that made a 200 watt. I don't think it's in production anymore. Could be. And that might help some on certain things. But like I said, standard 100 watt, be fine. You know, and if it's got six, you know, 50 or 40 or whatever they got on that. So I appreciate everyone's input and appreciate the leniency of the net, the indulgence of allowing me to ask the question. So this is KD4SRR. I will close out now and say 73s to everybody. Thank you.
And as far as the power output goes, I want to give you a small little bit of advice here, and you can listen to it, or you can throw it up in a little ball and toss it out the window. I don't really care. But when I was running HF before, what I can tell you from my experience with it is if you can hit them with 100 watts, you can probably hit them just as well as 50 to 80 watts. There's not going to be a whole lot of difference at all between 50 to 80 watts versus 100 watts, and much of the stations you hear on the air, you will actually be able to hit with 50 to 80 watts with a very good
with a very good copy on both sides, you hearing them and them hearing you. Most of the stations out there you can make contact with 50 to 80 watts, and if you don't want to stress your radio too much by constantly running it at its highest power output or close to it. So just wanted to toss that little bit of advice out there as far as that goes, and HF.
Yeah, KD4SRR, I was mentioning one of those little 5-water deals up to, like, I think one of them was 20 watts, would probably could get you out, but I have a feeling that's cutting it to the bare minimums. That's a parks on the air radio, or, you know, kind of like a little backpack thing. And to be honest with you, I'm not a backpacker, but if I was, I don't think I would be needing HF. I would be satisfied with 2-meter, 4-meter, especially if I fall down and break something. I'm not going to be calling HF and some guy in Ireland, you know, for help in that particular instance. So that's where I'm at. So thank you so much, KD4SRR. Everybody have a great night.
Sounds good, Robert, and I've actually used those QRP radios before on Summits of the Air, and I made about a dozen or so contacts on them, somewhere around a half dozen to a dozen, and had a good time doing it. Used them before. They got out. You might be surprised about it, but they got out. And that was really interesting. KD4SIR, KJ4WZM, and go ahead, recheck.
So, Chad, if you're still on, NUE, how about meet me up on the 820 machine? This is W4WOZ. That's okay.
The K4NUE QSY to 820.
Roger. W4WOZ, thank you, net control.
This is KJ4WZM. Have a message on for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WZM. N4AHO. That is Doug from Walla. Thanks for checking with me, Doug. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Check in Kilo 4, Romeo Echo India, K4REI. This is Walt in Hendersonville, North Carolina. A little late checking in. I was over on the 6600 net and swung over here. Wanted to check in.
Appreciate the check-in. Net would like to recognize K4REI. That is Walt from Hendersonville. Any other stations before I close out the net, call KJ4WZM. 4WZM, now returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, say good night.